Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is June the 5th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 37 to 39. Trust your God who guides the stars. We read in Job chapter 38 verses 31 to 33 like this. Can you bind the cluster of the Pleiades or loose the belt of Orion? Can you bring out Maseroth in its season, or can you guide the great bear with its cubs? Do you know the ordinances of heavens? Can you set their dominion over the earth? Elihu was still in the process of explaining from his limited understanding regarding the concept that God was too powerful to communicate with people, that the voice of God shatters through the atmosphere, and God starts speaking directly to Job. God totally ignores Elihu, who was speaking, and asks Job, "Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" Then through a series of rhetorical questions, God reveals his power, perfection, and infinite wisdom to Job. God answers Job out of the whirlwind, into the whirlwind where Job was in presently, as he was facing the barrage of accusations from his so-called friends. Through a long series of questions that only God knew all the answers, the questions from God poured out like a deluge and washed over Job and his friends to the point that they were speechless and could only cover their mouths with their hands. God's questions were not intended for generating answers. Rather, they were intended to amaze and awaken Job and his friends, about whom they were all speaking so eloquently so far. In the midst of his battery of questions, God mentioned about some stars that he had bound, loosened, brought out, and guided in their destined paths in the galaxies. It is when we study astronomy can we really understand the insignificance of human beings in the light of the galaxies and the billions of stars. God questions Job regarding his ability to control the stars and constellations, or keep them in their orbits, or determine their influence over the earth. In light of modern man's supposedly great control over nature through science, Spurgeon's devotion on this passage is very enlightening. And this is what we read. If inclined to boast of our abilities, the grandeur of nature may soon show us how puny we are. We cannot move the least of all the twinkling stars, or quench so much as one of the beams of the morning. We speak of power, but the heavens laugh us to scorn. When the Pleiades shine forth in spring with vendral joy, we cannot restrain their influences. And when Orion reigns aloft and the year is bound in winter's fetters, we cannot relax the icy bands. The seasons revolve according to divine appointment. Neither can the whole race of men effect a change therein. Lord, what is man? When trouble comes in our lives, let us remember that our God, who holds the stars in space, also holds his people in his hands. When Job questioned the justice of God, God answered Job by telling him to comprehend his power and might with which he had created the world, and to observe his ability to control all the stars so that they travel in their designated path and do not crash and burn the whole atmosphere. God's power, might, and wisdom are truly beyond our understanding. God knows us intimately when we are in any trouble and is watching out for us. Isn't it a good reason that we can trust in a mighty God, our Heavenly Father, who guides the stars and has inscribed us in his palms? As we read in the book of Isaiah chapter 49 verses 15 and 16, the words of God to us. Can a woman forget her nursing child and may not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you in the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me.